She's got the mic, the moxie, and a brain full of Dr. Phil reruns.
She's on me like a duck on a June bug.
But can you take down Katie in pop culture smackdown?
This is Katie Crush.
It is. It is a fun little game that we play about three times a week. And looks like we got a dude today. Austin made it through. Hi, Austin.
Hey, Jeremy. How's it going?
Well, I'm super dupes, buddy. You got a fun weekend lined up?
Yeah. Just going to go ride bicycle around Denver, trying to get some sun in.
Oh, good for you, nice, man.
Yeah, good weekend to do it.
Why don't you switch it up and ride a unicycle around? Be a man.
Yeah, one wheel?
Yeah, one wheel. And no seat.
Yeah. Oh. No.
Austin's like, been there, done that, dude. Been there, done that. Tell us a little bit about yourself, buddy. Do you work?
Yeah, I'm an engineer for a cable company in Denver, and I like to go fishing and, I don't know, go snowboarding a lot. We didn't have a good season this year, but
no, we didn't. You got
the best of what I could.
You got a lover in your life?
I do.
Her name is
Melissa.
Melissa,
oh,
ooh.
Cool. Austin and Melissa.
Well, that's too bad. I was going to try to hook you up with Katie, but
you don't have to.
Sorry, he's taking Katie.
It's fine. I'm sure Melissa's a very lucky lady.
If you win today, Austin, you get to take Katie home for the weekend.
No, stop.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I don't know. Melissa might be into it. We'll see what
stop.
Happens.
Stop.
No.
Katie, would you like to say anything to Austin before you leave the room?
Oh, just good luck, man. Happy Friday. I hope you can get some ride today. Because I come with it. Just
happy Friday, too, and you too.
Okay.
Austin, tell her to leave the studio.
All right. Leave the studio, Katie.
Wow.
He was nice about it.
You told her. All right. She's leaving the studio, Austin. She goes into the little room where she can't hear anything. I come up with the questions each week so there's no cheating. Best out of five wins. Ties go to Katie, and we'll find out if you are right or wrong once we bring her back in the studio. All right, my man.
Sounds good.
All right, buddy, here we go. Here's your first question for the crush. What TV show featured the tagline, "The truth is out there"? What's that TV show?
Ooh.
Ooh, you turned into an owl.
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Just give me
some. You got me stumped.
You want to pass?
I'll pass. I don't watch TV that much.
Boy, you're not off to a good start, Austin.
I want him to
see. All right, here is your second question for Katie Crush. What MTV show featured pranking celebrities, and it was hosted by Ashton Kutcher?
Punked.
All right, here is your third question. Who was C-3PO's sidekick friend in the Star Wars franchise?
R2-D2.
Your fourth question. What does SMH stand for in the world of texting? SMH.
Shake my head.
And your fifth and final question for the crush, sir. What phrase did Blockbuster used to put on their VHS tapes that encouraged you to do something to the tape before you returned it back to the store? What was the little phrase?
Be kind, rewind.
All right, buddy. Yes, we brought Katie back into the studio. She is battling Austin, who's going to be riding around downtown on a unicycle with no seat this weekend. All right, buddy.
Good luck, Katie.
Hi.
Let's see how we do. Hi.
Hi.
Okay. Okay, you ready?
I'm ready.
What TV show featured the tagline, "The truth is out there"?
TV show?
TV show, Katie. The old Flicker box.
I have no friends.
Friends.
The truth is out there.
No. Austin said pass. I was looking for the X-Files.
Oh, old school TV.
Oh.
Okay.
I got another TV
show. Before you could rewind
show.
It.
Yep, that's right.
Okay.
Katie.
All right. Keep going. Sorry.
No, you're fine. Here's your second question. What MTV show featured pranking celebrities with host Ashton Kutcher?
I knew that. That's Punked.
Austin, yeah. You know what you said?
Punked.
Oh, you got it too. Yay, Austin.
Austin Powers. Yeah, baby. Yeah. Katie, who was C-3PO's sidekick friend in the Star Wars franchise?
The hairy one, right?
The hairy
big,
one.
Big, tall, hairy one. Why are you looking at me
you
like that,
You leave my
Josh?
Mother-in-law out of this.
No, I wish... What is his name's Chewbacca, right?
Chewie!
Yeah.
No!
No, it's not Chewbacca. Oh, Josh looks like he's going to pass out.
It's all right.
Who is it?
Austin said R2-D2, which is the correct answer. R2-D2 okay. And P3-S3O.
The two robots are friends. That makes sense.
You have to watch that this
best
weekend.
Best friends forever.
I will watch
the
that.
Very best friends. No, and they make out, too. It's
okay.
Like, it's do a they? Lot of robot
what
love.
What episode did you watch?
Out?
Right, Austin?
Yeah.
He was into it. He's like, yeah, get you some robot love. Get you some of that.
Sparks fly.
Get some of that P3CO. All right, fourth question. Now I'm just cracking myself up because it's the end of the week and the final show of the week. I'm silly right now. Katie, what does the acronym SMH stand for when texting?
Shaking my head.
Shaking my head.
Yeah.
Austin said that as well.
Good job, Austin.
Well done, sir. All right, your fifth and final question for The Crush. What was the phrase that Blockbuster used to put on their VHS tapes that encouraged you to do something to the tape before you returned it back to the store?
Please be kind, rewind.
More or less, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah, be kind, please
that
rewind.
That was when we were a nicer Austin, group of people.
Austin said the same thing.
Yay, Austin!
So I'm looking at the math here, unicycle boy, and
won,
you got four. Katie got three. You won, Katie Crush, today. Well
go.
Done, dude. Well done.
That was good. Good job, Austin.
Really well done. Well, you're going to get some advanced screening movie passes that you can take your lady friend to and then go out to a romantic dinner somewhere. All right, Austin?
Sounds good. She's listening right now, and we're looking forward to it.
What awesome. Was her name again?
Melissa.
Melissa.
Tell her how much you love her. You got the whole platform. You can tell all of Denver right now how much you love Melissa.
Melissa, I love you so much, and I'm looking forward to spend this night with you that Jeremy and Katie has given us the opportunity to, and many more nights together.
Aww.
And Melissa, I'd like to tell you, you are an incredible kisser as well.
She is.
Little too much that's tongue right. At times, Austin, but she's a really good kisser.
Yeah, I like that.
Oh, I know. I know you do.
He's into it.
She told me, actually.
Yeah,
Austin, right. You have a great weekend. It was really nice meeting you, my friend. Thanks for letting us have some fun with you. I'm going to put you on hold. Josh will come back and tell you about your prize, all right?
Sounds good. Thanks.
Thanks, dude. Hold on. Katie, you were crushed today.
I sure was.
Hells to the yes.
Man.